Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everybody? Shots Brothers Show, Episode 3. How you doing? Boy, how you doing, good. My brother? Are you there?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Your audio sounds a little low. Check, check.
I had some crazy shots yesterday at the bar.
What did you drink?
I don't even know. The kids, they're like 25 years old. He's like, hey, let's do a shot. And when I got to the bar, I was like, okay, let me grab my wallet. Wallet gone. And I'm like, mother. So I called the golf place, call him up. He goes, I don't know where your wallet is. And he calls back a couple minutes later. He goes, I got your wallet. I'm like, phew. That's scary.
That's,
you know, when
worst.
You lose your wallet, that's scary. I mean, you got to go through all of this crap.
And you got to get a new card. You got to call all those people who are the payment.
It was a nightmare. But luckily, it turned out to be okay. But yeah, these kids are like, give me a. I don't even remember what they were called. I was like, what the hell is this? I was like, what just happened? What happened to Jaeger? What happened to Jaegermeister?
Ooh, I haven't done a shot of Jaeger in a while. That sounds delish.
Oh, every time
frozen
I get
sick, Jaeger.
If I get sick, in they used to put deer blood in Jaeger, the Germans did. That's why it has a deer on there. It used to be pure deer blood.
Wolverines,
baby. And it was meant for a wellness. It's so every time I get sick, I'll do, you know, a little bottle. I'll just drink a little bottle of Jaeger. And I don't get sick. Between that and ivermectin, I don't get sick.
Ivermectin's the way to go.
Ivermectin's the way to go. It's absolutely. And what's that other pill for the dogs? The deworming dogs?
Oh, the dewormer? Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's funny you say that. So this guy that Jen works with, this lady, and her husband is fighting cancer, and he's like had his bladder removed, everything. Now they're trying to go ivermectin and dog dewormer. And his numbers are way, way better. And they're not telling his doctor. And the doctor is totally confused about why he's getting better. And they're not gonna tell him, because they're afraid that if they tell him, the doctor's going to quit. He's basically fired.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He won't fix him. Yeah, he won't fix him. He'll just tell him to get
fucked. Fix him. Yeah. They don't fix him. The guy has bags now for number one and number two, right? And it was spreading everywhere. It was in his lungs. And then all of a sudden now his numbers are better because he's been on the ivermectin, the dog dewormer, basically the MAGA treatment.
The
MAGA
treatment.
Know what I mean? Know what I mean, man?
Cancer is such a money-making.
So much money.
They make and then numbnuts, our president. Numbnuts is like, I'm going to cure cancer. No, you're not. And has he even tried? What?
No, dude, there's already a cure.
It's a dog dewormer and it's ivermectin.
Yeah.
it's a $10 deal. It's a $10 deal. I can cure cancer right now. anybody's listening, anybody's got cancer, I will cure you for $1,000.
This is not medical advice. This is Jack's brothers. We talk about booze. We don't talk about curing cancer.
I'm just telling you right now.
By the way, hold on. Let me give this out. Okay, because we are live, Blog Talk Radio, Shots Brothers, call in. If you're listening live on Blog Talk, 563-999-3404, guest call-in, 999-3404. Probably nobody listening, but whatever. Let's move forward. Yeah, so my ivermectin, whenever I feel a little shitty, I take a little hit of the ivermectin and bye-bye, feel great.
Yeah, bye-bye. And I just bought some more. The apple flavored, and some person on there was like, this is for horses only, blah, blah, blah. And
if he's trying to cover his ass.
Yeah, if you take this and you're human, you will die. And I reported you. And I'm like, report? I was like, false information. And I was like.
Yeah, fake news.
Yeah, fake news. It's fake news. I mean, just. Yeah, ivermectin's gone up, though, quite a bit. The farmers are pretty pissed off about it. Oh, they're mad. I've talked to them. They're like, oh, these some bitches taking this ivermectin, blah, blah. And I've listened to them. And I'm like, dude, it helps people. So what's your problem?
It saves their lives, dude. It doesn't help them. It saves their lives.
And our government is doing absolutely nothing to help us on any plateau, on any level. Our government is trying to kill us, bury us.
Kill us. They want to tax
None
us to kill
us. Motherfuckers
taxes
are doing
death.
Shit about it. Nothing. Nobody cares. Nobody cares what, or they don't know. They could be that stupid that they just don't know.
Well, it could be paycheck and pension over principal. So maybe they know, but they know. I'm in the system. I'm making a great check with the government cheese, but I don't want to quit. Hold on real quick. Amazon, ivermectin, $6.99 for one, and it says four horses only.
I just paid $14.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
Go buy some. Buy it.
I need some more. I've got like three brand new ones that are unopened, but I'm going to stock up because that stuff is –
Because wait, it's election. Election's coming up. So wait until they throw out the new disease. New virus. Wait till the new virus comes in.
They already named it Disease X on its way. Bill Gates said this one will be much worse than the last one. With his nipples. His nipples were piercing his pink sweater.
Oh, yeah, this one's going
to
be bad.
The government's out to kill us. That's all there is to it. So all we can
do is... They've said that they are trying to get down to, I think, 500 billion. And we're way past. They got a lot of killing.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the day here because I'm looking at the switchboard. I'm waiting for the day that we get a caller. It's going to be the best day ever, dude. Can you imagine a caller? 563-999-3404.
One that we don't. I can get us a caller.
Yeah, one that we didn't pay.
One that we don't know. It would be that's going to be the greatest day of our lives.
Dang.
That's going to be it.
Well, see, and that's all we can really do now is try and have the best day you ever had because life is – dude, we're heading towards World War III. I don't know about you, but we got – NATO troops are in Ukraine right now. That terrorist thing in Russia, you know U.S. ran that. I mean, come on. Sooner or later, Putin's going to be like, all right, I've had enough. I'm done playing with you dirty rats. I'm going to turn off your grid. I'm going to turn off your credit card processing. I'm going to kill your economy.
When I was in Colorado, I saw Russians. And I'm like, there's no need for you to be here. I mean,
they're training here.
They're here. And I'm telling you, the Chinese are here. The whole reason why they're opening up the borders is to get votes and for the
let the army in.
Well, the kids is like 20 to 30 years old, males, and I'm like, I know it, and I'm like, bring it, do this already. I really want it. I mean, a lot of people are like, no, don't. That's not. And I'm like, fuck, let's do this thing. Let's get it over.
That's what I said today. I was like, you know what? Let's just Putin, let your balls drop, and let's get this going. I'm tired of it.
Let's get this ball started, buddy.
Getting annoyed.
Yeah. Yeah, just the way the government, and it's just the most corrupt. What they're doing to Trump, I will never, ever get over what they're doing to Trump.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
Even if you're a Democrat, a diehard Democrat, you have to understand how bad this is. You have to.
They don't. That's the thing. They're like, oh, yeah, they got him. Good thing. Get his golf course. Get everything. They're so stupid with Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, we have a Twitter now or an X. We have an X account, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Shots Brothers. Our handle is @BrothersShots. I don't know why, like, they make you do the weirdest handle. But I just posted our link to Twitter, so we'll start doing X, and maybe we can do X spaces where we can do our faces and then take callers.
Oh, you get to see our ugly mugs?
Our ugly mugs, Mike.
Hey, well, let's talk about some good news. So in North Carolina, a man died by a mountain lion.
Oh, whoa,
can you
that's
imagine?
No way to go.
I mean, it happens a lot in Colorado. And they come from the top.
They're scary, dude. They're so quiet. I've seen them grab a deer by the neck and take it up the tree.
Yeah. Can you imagine a 180-pound cat? No McDonald's, no nothing. You're looking this thing in the eye, and without a gun, you're dead. I promise you, a 250-pound man is dead. You're gone.
Dead.
You ain't fighting. You ain't fighting that line.
The only chance is a rock to the head, maybe, before it gets on you. But you won't even know it's there. You don't even know they're there, dude. They're stealth. They're like
Predator.
You don't.
It's like a ninja. It's like the perfect predator.
They are ninjas. Cats are ninjas.
They're ninjas. They're ninjas. He's like, I'm gonna eat you. You're dead. I'm gonna kill you. Without a gun, I've never understood this. Wherever I go camping, I'm always packing. Always packing. I've never understood how people, when people die by a bear or a cougar when they're camping, they die. And I'm like, good. One less stupid person on the planet. Right?
Yeah.
I just
at least have something to defend yourself.
I have a gun. Get a gun. I don't care a bat. A bat ain't going to help you. If you have a gun.
Yeah. Air spray would work.
Spray
that
all
cat
the time.
Right in its face.
It would, but it doesn't work all the time. It depends on how hungry.
Yeah.
How hungry is 50% that thing?
50%, it works all the time.
Yeah. Right. But I'll choose my firearms for bear spray. Because I've heard even bear spray on bears, they're just like, no, I'm hungry. I'm going to kill you.
And by the way, it's called magazine, everybody. It's not called a clip. It's called a magazine. Some guns have clips. Most don't. So everybody,
AR
please call them magazine.
ARs are not assault rifles. Get it right.
Get it straight.
Get it straight.
Jackass.
Love you.
No, not our listeners. Our listeners, if you're listening to this, you're First Amendment, you're 2A, you're MAGA, you want the country to be back the way it was, to where low crime, low taxes, food didn't cost insane amounts, gas wasn't crazy, these cars cost insane amount, and they're pieces of crap. Like,
shit.
What happened?
Yeah, if you're listening to this and I'm 50 years old, Schultz, you're what, 49?
49 this year, 42, old.
If you're in our age bracket, you saw what it was, and we were doing, everybody was doing good until Obama came in. And Obama really started the race. He's a piece of shit. Obama started the race. And then, Putin. I mean, I don't know. I wish I lived in Russia.
I'd like to go visit, dude. That's pretty sweet.
I love Putin. Dude, he's just a bad dude. He's a badass, and people respect him. And we got Biden. And America has lost all respect. We're
laughing stock. That's why they're all making moves. China, everyone's making moves now because they know.
Yeah.
You got to get, because if Orange Man gets in, things are going to change right away. Like, I hope he fires everybody. Like, I hope we fire so many people. Any of these rats that pretend. I hope it's like his old show. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. Just clean. I'll go work. Hire me. I'm loyal.
Yeah.
He's got all these rats, these swamp rats that he thinks are his buddies, and they stab him in the back.
Yeah.
At least that's what happened first round. He better be smart this round if he gets back in.
It was so funny that Pence ran. I'm like, how stupid.
And then
how
Pence
stupid
said,
could
I'm not endorsing Donald Trump. Pence, just shut up and go leave, please, you lizard.
We knew you were a piece of shit when you didn't listen to him. And your whole career was over. At that moment, career was over. And he runs, and I'm like, he was like one of the first ones out, right?
Oh, he was out early, yeah, because he knew right away.
Yeah. We were like, no. No.
You're out.
No.
We got no desire for you.
How stupid.
He's just phony, dude. He's just so phony. That's why people love Trump. Love him or hate him, because he is what it is, dude. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He doesn't lie to you like all these Lindsey Grahams. These freaking Chuck Schumers, they're all pieces of shit. And Trump is like, do you call women fat pigs? No, I don't, except Rosie O'Donnell.
I mean, that's your next door neighbor. You know what I'm saying? That's you and I. That's you and I just, and every American drinking beers, even though he doesn't drink. He's never had a drink.
Oh.
Never had a drink.
Pretty commendable, dude. Growing up in New York, that New York scene, not drinking, wow. I would have been hammered at Studio 54.
Yeah.
Doing some yayo.
There. She was there. Yeah, I can't. I mean, no coke, no weed, no nothing. How do you? Dude, the guy is phenomenal.
I know what he liked. He liked the vag. That was a drug.
Yeah. Good Lord, dude, you're loaded. He's like 6'7"? 6'6"?
No, Trump's 6'2". 6'2". He's our size.
Is he? I think he's taller than us.
No, he's 6'2". Let me look at him.
Oh. I think he's like 6'2".
All right, everybody. He might be. No, his son is 6'6", the young one.
Yeah, the young
one. Oh, he's 6'3". 6'3". Okay, meet you in the middle. I'll meet you in the middle, 6'3".
We're 6'3".
6'3", and he's got little hands.
Well, is that right?
That just means he's got thick fingers. Wicka, 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 wicka.
Yeah, his oldest son is just a pimp. That guy hunts. He hunts bears.
Don Jr.? Yeah, yeah. They both do.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And they tried to go after their ad. Dude, it's so pathetic what they're doing. And he has to pay. He has to pay up the money first before he can appeal. What? That doesn't make any sense.
No, not at all.
So what happens down the road when the appeal comes? They got to pay him back. And if they go after Mr. Big Shot, they can go after Joe Blow, making $35,000. You know, starting out at HVAC. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're all toast.
Yeah.
They're trying to break.
They'll take your house. They'll take your car.
You're done.
And they'll make you have to spend so much money on attorneys, you're done. Then you get in that chance, and then good luck. You better have a good woman because she's probably going to bail on you. Take the kids, take the dog, the fish. Next thing you know, your life's a country song.
Yeah.
Talk about country. Country today, I cannot stand this. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, country. Oh, it's so lame.
It is so bad. What were they saying yesterday? The guy I was golfing with, he was like, country rap. I said, what?
What?
What the hell?
Someone
gets
a shotgun.
I was like, shut the hell up.
World.
It's either country or it's rap. Get your rap out of
here. Wiping your butt before you take a dump. Come on. Country rap.
Oh, good Lord. It is just.
Oh, yeah, country rap.
When you get up. It's such shit. Good Lord.
Dude, imagine some old Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash.
You got trannies trying to teach kids to be trannies. And that's fine. Here in Tennessee, it ain't. They just passed a bill that says that ain't happening no more.
Yeah, thank God. Where I'm at, man, they just passed a bill. If you don't teach it, you're going to jail. Probably.
Yeah. You don't teach your kids to be trannies, you're going to jail.
I'm telling you.
You got to have
I become a recluse. I don't like to leave the house anymore. I left the other day to go get delicious Wendy's. You remember how they had the $5 biggie bag at Wendy's? It's now the $7 biggie bag here in the great Southland. $7 biggie bag. Shouldn't be eating that shit anyways, but I did. On the way there, 5 minutes away, I almost get hit by three people on their cell phone, just cutting right in front of me. I had to give the finger. I had to honk. I didn't want to leave. And the fries were terrible. I mean,
if
bad.
You download the app, hey, Wendy's, we need sponsors. So if you download the Wendy's, you can get a single burger, cheeseburger for $1. And you
That's
get
good.
a double for $2. That
That's
is
like old Dave. That's like old Dave. Remember the old owner, Dave Thomas? That's what he
That's
was doing.
Thomas was alive and kicking and cared about everything. And yeah, so if you download the app, at Wendy's, we could use a little payment. Right.
And we also want to give a shout-out to Papa's Herb. That's what I'm enjoying right now. I got a little all-in-one pushy stick, a little pin with some deliciousness in there.
Shout-out to
and
Bush
Herb. Bush Light? Yeah, Bush Light. All right. NASCAR's already going, isn't it?
I can't. I am 10 minutes away from Bristol. I mean, one of the biggest, Bristol, baby. I am 10 minutes away. I can hear it when it's running. I can't. I went to one, and I was like, yeah. I thought I was redneck. Yeah, I can't.
I'm going to have to book it here. Yeah, dude. Okay, so we do have NASCAR, but I don't know. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity Series, Craftsman Truck. Huh. All right, dude. Well, it looks like we're wrapping it up here. Any parting words?
Know your rights, people. Order the Constitution.
Love the guns.
Know it. Love those guns. Pile up. Pile up on the ammo. It's coming. It's coming.
Pile up. Pile up.
Big dog, what do you say?
All right, brother. I agree 100%. Love your gun. And love your freedoms while we still have them. Oh, there's the music. We're going to work on that different music today, too. I think I'm going to get that done. I'm not too lazy. Papa's herbs makes me lazy. All right, brother. Take care. Josh Brothers. Check us out on X. Josh Brothers, or handle at Brothers Shot for Blog Talk Radio. All right, Keith. Take care, brother. Thank you.